Martin, good morning.
Morning, Elvis.
In studio.
In studio.
Now, one of the world's richest coal discoveries has been made in neighboring Mozambique.
Yeah, this is a remarkable discovery in the Tet province in Mozambique. There's no excuse now for that province not to be the Queensland of Africa, because if you go to Australia and you see how powerful Queensland is, it's underpinned by what is called the Bowen Basin, and there's so much coal in there, and it's also metallurgical coal. Now, it's a similar type of basin we've got in right here neighboring Mozambique. It could be a fantastic source of wealth and jobs and prosperity for the country. We see the biggest mining companies going in there. Well, Rio Tinto, one of the biggest, has just bought 40% of Riversdale, means that it's very intent on putting in railway lines and power stations. The Brazilians are already there with Vale, also wanting to put in power stations and railway lines. So there's going to be a lot of infrastructure there. And we see this as a test for Africa. Can we do something with this great wealth and build something that would be equivalent to Queensland in Australia?
Now, I believe there's a lot of Brazilians there in Tet. Now, a South African gold miner is beating all the odds in war-torn Ivory Coast.
This is an incredible story. We have a war-torn country where our Rand Gold Resources, I can remember it being formed 16 years ago down the road in Selby, then put on the London Stock Exchange, going into Africa, doing a fantastic job. And now, right in the heart of Cote d'Ivoire, this company has been operating and it has weathered the storm. The community are so close to this company that it is untouchable, and it's still continuing to explore, still continuing right throughout the problems of that country. It is in the north, which does insulate it a bit, and it is working with the same state officials that it was in the past, but still they're still talking about 250,000 ounces of gold coming out of there during this troubled period. Their only real hassle has been logistics. So again, a great feather in the cap for South Africa. Rand Gold Resources, Dr. Mark Bristow, a great geologist. I've been in Mali where the people have cheered him. They've ululated for him, because they say to you, before he came, they used to earn in a year what they're now earning in a month. So very popular there. And we can also see the resilience of the South Africans and Dr. Mark Bristow when we look at the Australians. Newcrest Gold ceased operations.
Now, a South African mine bought for R1 one year ago is now worth hundreds of millions of rands. Tell us about that.
This is the incredible opportunity that is coming about because of the soaring prices of metals and minerals. And in this case, this is a little mine. You know, you say when you've got mines, you've either got a dog or a diamond. This was regarded as a dog. And nobody wanted it except for Village Main Reef. This is a company listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange that looks for stressed assets, that looks for assets in decline. And there are a lot of them around here. Even though we've got, this great boom in the metals and minerals, we've had 100 years of mining. So there's opportunity. They snapped up Consolidated Murchison, an antimony and gold mine. And, you know, in the past 10 years, the price of antimony has gone from $6,000 a ton to $16,000 a ton. We now see that with Village Main Reef actually headed by a turnaround specialist, Bernard Swanepoel. I mean, he built Harmony Gold. He turned around all those assets. They're talking about it being worth up to 400 million rand. Now, this is for something bought from R1. This is a fantastic return, and it shows you the possibilities for this little company, Village, that's going to have a strategy of buying, fixing, and selling, and putting assets also on the stock exchange. And they've just absorbed Simmer and Jack, that big brand. They've absorbed those assets, and we can see them also now putting intensive turnaround applications to them.
Any other mining news that we should know, Martin?
Well, look, the mining space is so active at the moment, and it's all drawn, and the driver is this great demand coming out of Asia. You know, not only have you got China pulling and lifting the prices, we've also got, a situation in India, which in, 10 to 15 years will be doing the same thing. And hopefully one day we'll see Africa also, pose and give demand for those metals and minerals. At the moment, Africa is a supplier of those metals and minerals, and it seemed to be a growing supplier. But in time, we hope that there'll be so much wealth and prosperity here that we will also become a driver of demand for those metals and minerals.
And beneficiation, isn't it?
Beneficiation is a big word. I mean, this is the B word is all over. And no matter where you go, you see it on people's lips. And this might be the new era for mining where we add value. And you see now that with the revised mining charter, you can earn 11% a credit for beneficiating. In other words, you're supposed to give away 26% of your shares to a black economic empowerment partner in terms of the revised mining charter. But if you beneficiate, you can get 11% of that in beneficiation and not in ownership handover.
Sounds great. Absolutely fantastic. As usual, Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Now, he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thanks for having you.
Thanks, Elvis.